And now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 in Prescott, and 95.5 FM in Cottonwood and Prescott Valley, KQNA, it's Talk of the Town. Today is Prescott Valley Day. Talk of the Town is sponsored by Cliff Castle Casino, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Prescott Brewing Company, A&E Reaper Graphics, Barrett Propane, Augie's, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Dirt, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. Now, live from the studios of KQNA, here's your host for today's show, Marnie Yule.
And welcome to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. We are reminiscing about what a great weekend we had, Prescott Valley's 40th anniversary celebration this past Saturday and Sunday. We were both out there both days. And, Link, we had a great time, didn't we? It was a great time. We had a booth there, but we were amongst all the other vendors and, you know, nonprofit organizations sharing information. We met so many great people in our community. They've just recently moved here. Some were visiting friends and are going to move here. Some had been here for just a long time, and we got to give away some tickets to the Everly Brothers at the Elks, so we got to do that and make a couple of people very happy. We had a great Hollywood Squares. Thank you to my dear, dear friend, Ken Byers, from KPBV, The Mix, The Morning Show. He was awesome as my center square. Although Link and I are sitting there thinking, how come nobody picks the center square? I mean, that is like what you do first, right? It's tic-tac-toe, Hollywood Squares. But anyway, we had some winners. We had a lot of fun. Rain didn't dampen the spirits of any of us out there. And on top of everything else, they had four amazing tribute bands. Amazing. Tribute band, Eric Clapton. Tribute band, Journey. Tribute band, Heart. And then Sunday, the piece de resistance is ABBA. And holy smokes, you talk about some entertainers putting on a show. Go check out ABBA Fab on Facebook, or you might even see some of us dancing in the audience from Sunday night, because it was really fun. But again, kudos to the town of Prescott Valley, all the departments, everybody jumping in, putting everything together to make this a very, very fun, all-inclusive, great weekend. I was there 12 hours on Saturday, nine hours on Sunday, and I got to see a little bit of everything, and what a good time everybody seemed to be having. And from all of us here at the Chamber, we say thank you to the town of Prescott Valley, and we'll see you again in 10 years, right? Yeah. For the 50th? What do you think we can do better, Link? I mean, I'm not quite sure. We'll put the Arts and Culture Commission on it. we're leaving town. No. Okay, we got a great show for you today, so we're going to get started. We're going to take a short break here on Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. You're listening to KQNA 1130 AM, 95.5 FM, 99.9 FM, and KQNA.com.
Hi, this is Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. When you see one of our trucks rolling down the road in Yavapai County, that's not just a fresh tank of propane. That's the warmth the family will feel this winter. The heat that'll cook their meals, wake them up to hot coffee, and dry the clothes they wear. For three generations, people have associated our name with the comfort provided by clean burn and propane. 67 years of touching the lives of families in Yavapai County. You can find out more at BarrettPropane.com. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
You do your best to protect your loved ones, and while you may keep a fresh battery in your smoke detector and have a reliable home security system, there's a whole different type of protection you may be missing. A life insurance policy from Auto Owners Insurance is a way to safeguard your loved ones now and in the future. Meet with your local independent agent and secure a policy today to protect theirs tomorrow. Hi, this is Corey Roseman with House Chilson Insurance. We are one of the only locally owned independent insurance agencies in Prescott. Come see us today at 400 White Spire Road or call 445-4600.
Are you looking for the right product at the right price with outstanding customer service? A&E Reaper Graphics brings it all together with a variety of printing that includes banners, business cards, and so much more. A&E Reaper Graphics will get you the best products at the best price, all with our 100% customer satisfaction guaranteed. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442-9116. That's 442-9116. Ready to rock a new look for your landscape? Hi, this is Sam, and our team at Prescott Dirt will help you design your rock oasis. We are proud to be an authorized Pavestone dealer offering top quality landscaping products from pavers, Rumblestone, and Rumble Wall. Shop our large selection of flagstone and palletized boulders so you don't get stuck between a rock and a hard place. Conveniently located in Prescott and Prescott Valley. Give Prescott Dirt a call at 636-5844 or online at PrescottDirt.com, and we will rock you.
Let's make your hair happy. Let's go to a fun-friendly salon. Let's go to Janessa's Family Hair Care in Prescott Valley. Hi, Janessa here. Whether you're looking for a new trendy style or something more traditional, Janessa's Family Hair Care can do it. We offer everything from hair extensions, cuts, colors, and a variety of hair care for the entire family. Call 775-0320 for an appointment or find us on Facebook at Janessa's with an E Family Hair Care. Come on in for a smile and a style that's right for you.
Choices, choices, choices. For those times when the whole crazy bar scene and loud music just aren't what you're looking for, but you're also not looking for a dull and boring family-style chain restaurant dining experience, we say choose tried and true Prescott Brewing Company. Comfort food and great beer. Vegetarian and great beer. Made from scratch, including the beer. Salads and pizzas, burgers and tacos, pulled pork and smoked brisket. There's something for everyone at Prescott Brewing Company. Real food, real beer, real people, and real local.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Once again, here's your host, Marnie Yule.
And welcome back to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. Joining me now is somebody new to our town, an organization that has grown very, very near and dear to our hearts, the Salvation Army. And I'd like to welcome Major Guy Hawk today. Welcome.
Well, thank you very much. It's good. A pleasure to be here.
Well, it's good to have you here, Major Guy. So how long have you been now, I guess the word's assigned?
To assign to
how long have you been blessed to be working in the Prescott area? Just, how's that?
That's it. Just about 2 months.
Okay.
And what a pleasure it's been. Oh, it's a beautiful place.
We love to hear that. So where did you come from? What was your last assignment?
My last assignment was in Sacramento, California. Mm-hmm. I was on the divisional staff there.
Okay. Well, as Major Guy enlightened me in the green room before the show, that they move around.
Yes, we do.
Leadership moves around from the different Salvation Army posts.
Yes.
And so we had, we got out with the old and with the new, but we heartily welcome them to our, circle of love and our friends, because the Salvation Army, you're amazing in the community.
Thank you.
So before we talk about the Salvation Army, let's talk a little bit about you. So how long have you been part of the Salvation Army?
I've been part of the Salvation Army really all of my life. I started attending church there with my mom and dad, and grew up going to the church and taking part in the activities. One of the things that really I like besides my faith belief is that the Army was active in a lot of things, and one of them was camp. And I went to camp as a kid, then I started working at camp, and went into the recreational field, and then I worked for the Salvation Army as a employee for about 15 years, and then had a calling to be a pastor. Went off to seminary for 2 years, and then out being an officer for 32 years now.
Wow. When we refer to the Salvation Army, we know it's an organization.
Yes.
That doesn't, a plethora. I love that word. Things. I mean, wonderful things in the community. I worked with the Salvation Army a lot of times in times of disasters. They set up and provide food and services and things for people in need. So that's a piece of it. But how is it referred to as the organization? Because you mentioned the church part of it.
Right.
And so is umbrella and different divisions in the organization?
Well, on a whole, if you ask anybody in our country, they would probably say the Salvation Army rings bells at Christmas time, or they think of a thrift store.
Or they play the tambourine.
Or they're playing the tambourine. But William Booth in 1865, when he set up the church, he was working with those that were down and out. And his first mission was to share the gospel.
Mm-hmm.
And during that time, there was pew taxes. And there was a great deal of alcoholism in London at that time, from adults to children. And he just felt that need. He was going over London Bridge and saw the people living under the bridge.
Oh, okay.
And he says, my horse has better care. So his deal was to meet them socially. He has a little slogan, soup, soap, and salvation. And he was kind of head of Maslow's hierarchy. Mm-hmm. It's hard to help anybody if they're hungry mm-hmm. and in need. So the soup, take care of that physical need. The soap was to rehab him in any way that he could. Last but not least, bring salvation to him. So mm-hmm. It is a church, first and foremost, and the things that we do is really to bring the cup of cold water in Jesus' name. So, mm-hmm.
And that's, and we talked about many things that you do at the church on Mount Azuma,
uh-huh.
and which brings it right back to how he's why he started the church, soup, soap, so, and salvation. And you do at the church.
Montezuma, we do all of those, all those types of things. And we're there also to help so that we can maybe defer or distract people from going down one way versus mm-hmm. the other mm-hmm. and being able to help them out before they hit trouble.
And you are, like you said, you attended the church as a young boy and then
right.
and growing up in the church. But many of who you serve are the poor and the homeless.
Correct.
And you reach it out to that community and bring them in.
Yes. And in a number of ways. And that, we have our meals Monday through Friday. We have our breakfast down there. And then on Wednesday, we have a sack lunch that goes out. We work with the community, and we all kind of try to cover so that nobody's going to go without. And then we also have food distribution. We have programs for after school, so kids aren't out on the street. And getting them into a program where they have activities, can be able to do their homework, and get a meal as well. So we're working that way. And then we visit the Veterans Hospital and rest homes. And like you said, disaster work. When I came from Sacramento, California was burning up.
Oh, yes.
And I know that here in Prescott, you have the same. And the one thing that I've been noticing with all the rain that we've had, that grass is growing high, and it is.
Isn't it?
I mean, there's a blessing with the rain, but then you worry about that high grass afterwards.
I had the fire marshal on my show a couple weeks ago, and we discussed that same exact thing. While we're very happy all this growth, you know, this monsoon is going to go away, and that starts to dry out.
Yes.
You know, so. We talked a lot about firewise safety, but I know the fact that you noticed that is just amazing too. So a lot of things that you do. You mentioned camp, and I know that every year you hold a golf tournament to raise money to take kids to camp.
Right. First of all, it is a fantastic thing. That was one of the things that really attracted me to keep me within the Salvation Army realm was that going to camp. When I went as a kid, I loved it, and then I went home, and I looked at my watch every day, and I said, oh, they're doing this, or they're doing that. Mm-hmm. But it was an opportunity to get away, to be in the outdoors, learn some new things, go out on hikes, three meals a day, all of those types of things. And it also equalizes the kids when they come.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you get into a cabin with kids you don't know, you start brand new.
Yeah, you do.
And it kind of breaks down those walls, and kids come out of shells, and kids kind of get maybe put in place a little bit mm-hmm. as well of working with others. So camp is a great thing, and that's another thing, like you had mentioned, that we do, sending kids to camp. And I think that's one of the best ministries that the Salvation Army has.
Well, I think that ministries that do for the kids – create opportunities for raising quality adults. So you
exactly.
got to start at that early level, make those opportunities available. And you do because you have after-school program.
After-school programs. You know what? We were going to do a program with a high school, and instead of a kid being suspended from school, they could come to our place. We'd have them work on their homework so that they weren't failing. And the principal said to us, he says, you know what? Go to the junior high. Because they're lost already by high school.
Mm-hmm.
You need to be dealing with them at an earlier point.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that's one of the things. We, like you said, work with those kids and kind of maybe give them some guidance during right. that hard time.
Right. Well, as we talk about, I want you to come back as it gets closer to the holidays, because how important it is for to let people know that, you know, the angel tree that you provide for those that don't have, can get a lot in the for the Christmas holidays.
Christmas, correct.
You do the Thanksgiving dinner where people don't need to be alone. Come on out and join in fellowship and a great meal together, no matter who you are. And then, of course, who doesn't love the red kettles and the bell ringer? I've been a bell ringer, you know, and blessings to people that, you know, drop a dollar in and just say Merry Christmas and wishing you the happy holidays. I believe that it's just such an iconic part of our holidays.
Yes.
And so we need to talk about what's going on and when you're getting excited all about that, because we're running out of time and I could talk to you for another hour on
things.
And
I'd like to. Christmas is coming. Really, August is our setting point, but let me just say this. If you've been a bell ringer once, you'll never pass a kettle again.
You never do.
You never do.
It's true. So, Major Guy, where are you located?
We're located at on Montezuma, 237 Montezuma, and that's where our offices are. That's where our social services and our thrift store as well for the community.
Right.
Right down on Montezuma, right next to the courthouse.
And you do have Sunday services. What other time is that?
And Sunday school is at 9:30, and our morning worship is at 10:45. And everybody's welcome.
Yes. Well, your doors are open. Your doors are open to all the people in the community. And
yes.
I specifically think, and being one and an advocate for the homeless and those in poverty, I appreciate your efforts to help the folks that, for some reason, whatever it is, are where they're at in the circumstances, and you're giving them that soap and salvation. It's brilliant.
Let me just say, the work here that we do in Prescott couldn't be done without this giving community, and I've never seen a bigger giving community. It may be small.
But we're powerful.
But you are powerful, and the Army couldn't do what we do without the help of the community.
Well, we're excited to have you a part of our family.
Thank you
very
much.
And we look forward to working with you and helping you do the work you do in the community that fills our heart, too. So thank you for being here. Thank you for joining us, Major Guy Hawk.
Yes.
What is your title?
A major.
No, I got the major part. Are you like the administrator, the head?
Oh, I'm the core officer.
Our core officer here at
the Grand Poobah.
Salvation Army.
The Salvation Army, yes.
Here in Prescott. We look forward to talking to you again soon.
Thanks again for the opportunity.
Oh, gosh, what a great guy. What a great guy. Okay, we're going to take a short break here on Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. You're listening to KQ&A 1130 AM, 95.5 FM, 99.9 FM, and KQ&A.com.
We did it again. Cliff Castle Casino has been voted the number one casino in Arizona for 19 years in a row. All casinos have slot machines and table games. What they don't have is the level of commitment to guest satisfaction, friendly team members, and a warm and welcoming environment found at Cliff Castle Casino. Visit CliffCastleCasinoHotel.com today and plan your visit. Come and experience everything we have to offer and see why Cliff Castle Casino is number one and the perfect place to play.
As the first woman to fly a fighter jet in combat, Martha McSally took the fight to terrorists to keep America safe. Now McSally is deployed to D.C., fighting to pass President Trump's plan to secure our border and stop illegal immigration. Here's Martha McSally.
As chair of the Border Committee, I passed a law to fast-track veterans for border jobs. Now I'm working with President Trump to secure our border and keep Arizona families safe.
My friend, Martha McSally, she's the real deal. She's tough.
But there's more to do. As your senator, I'll crack down on sanctuary cities, enforce the law, build the wall, and give our border agents what they need to complete their mission.
Martha McSally, standing with President Trump to secure our border and ban sanctuary cities.
My friend, Martha McSally, she's the real deal. She's tough.
I'm Martha McSally, and I approve this message.
Paid for by McSally for Senate Inc.
How many Augie's locations are there worldwide? Well, the answer, of course, is one. The one and only Augie's. Locally owned, locally operated, locally inspired by you, the people of the Quad Cities. Delicious steak, scrumptious salmon, huge shrimp cocktail, the best martinis bar none. Open every day for lunch and dinner, and ask about Augie's outdoor patio. The place to dine on Highway 69. The one and only Augie's Frontier Village.
If you are a current or former smoker, you may want to think about screening for lung cancer with low-dose computed tomography. The U.S. Preventive Services Task Force recommends lung cancer screening annually for those at high risk. Yavapai Regional Medical Center performs low-dose CT screening in Prescott and Prescott Valley. It only takes a few moments, and it can set your mind at ease while giving you and your doctor the information you need for intervention if needed. Lung cancer is the leading cause of cancer death for men and women in the United States, and early detection is important. Talk to your doctor about your risk for lung cancer and how low-dose CT screening can help, or call YRMC's Patient Navigator at 928-771-5454. Do it for your peace of mind and for the ones you love.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Once again, here's your host, Marnie Yule.
And welcome back to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. If you've lived in Prescott Valley for any length of time, and I'm not sure quite how many years it's been, 7 years, you know about the healing fields of Northern Arizona in Prescott Valley. And joining me now is Darlene Packard, who's the chairperson of the event this year, but has been an integral part of the whole thing, volunteering every year since its inception. So welcome, Darlene.
Thank you, Marnie. Thank you for having me.
And it always happens the same time of year, the first or second week overlapping in September, coinciding with 9/11.
Right.
And so now I'm going to throw it over to you and let you, because it's grown from just one little ceremony on 9/11 to
a week
of things going on, honoring, remembering, being a part of the patriotism of our country. So why don't you, absolutely. Well, you got to have the flags. My goodness, those are just, you get out there in the flags and all you can do is bring tissues too. Yes. Don't even look at it. I talked about the teddy bears the other day and I just started crying. So Darlene, you talk about it.
All right. September 7th, we start. Anybody want to volunteer? Be there on 8 o'clock on September 7th and we will put up the flags and we'll have I don't want to say a good time, but a memorable time.
Well, it's one thing you're doing together that
it's a community event.
Right, right.
And we see the same people every year, and we meet new people every year.
Mm-hmm. So. Do you have to pre-register or something, or do you just need to show up? But I will tell you that, and I've volunteered a couple of the earlier years, but I go to work, and as I go to work, I see people out there, and there's no flags, and this is early in the morning, and then the next thing I know, I see on Facebook they're done, and it's 10 o'clock in the morning. People get out there, a team, they help. So if you want to help, please get there early.
But no early, if our infrastructure starts at 6, so we don't let any, quote, civilian on the field before 8 o'clock.
And then it's done by 10.
And then it's done by 10.
I'm talking about early birds being 8 o'clock people. Now, we're not crazy at 6.
There are those who do come out there at 6.
I'll bet there are. I bet, you know, those early risers.
Yep. I'm out there at 6.
So that is on what day is the setup of the flags?
Friday the 7th.
Friday the 7th, okay.
And what goes up must come down on the 14th, 11 o'clock. And they come down even faster.
Yes.
For some reason.
Mm-hmm. Very organized, though. After 7 years, there is a plan. There's a plot. It's all.
We have rhythm.
It goes very quickly.
Yep.
And then again, taking down. So that will be on the 14th. So, Darlene, let's talk about the Saturday and let's go through the week.
Okay. Saturday is our Patriot Run. It is a fundraiser for our Central Arizona Honor Guard, which are firefighters, and they raise money every year to use when they're travel. And what they do is they have a mission to pay it forward in honor of the 19 where honor guard from around the world came here. So it's on their own nickel, their uniforms and everything, they pay for themselves. So this fundraiser is to raise money to use for that.
Mm-hmm.
Sign up or that starts at 6.
That does start at 6.
It
you got to be out there early.
Yeah. So there is a 1K, 5K, 10K.
Well, we talk about the 1K as being more of a fun K.
It's a fun fact walk.
Yeah, you know, Link and I are going, yes, that's us. You can walk it, you can stroll it, and you can jog it if you want, but the 1K is just, you know, for those of you that aren't inclined to run 5K.
And for the family. You can come in patriotic costume or not.
I always love the ones that bring the families and the little kids and the wagon is decorated and the kids are all part of it, and it's just so special to see the families together.
And Central Arizona Fire and Medical will have pop-up. Is that what they're called?
Yes.
Pop-up? Bouncies?
Bouncies, pop-up.
Pop-up tents?
No, they're
inflatables?
Inflatable. There you go.
Well, inflatable is another word for bouncy. Bouncy house.
And they can go through the smart house. And know what it, the kid, and know what it's like to be in a, to know what it's like to be what the firefighters have to go through.
Right. And to feel that this is what you don't want to have to do.
They are called safety inflatable houses.
Okay. Okay.
That's what they are.
So that's all part of the firefighters theme of the morning with the run and the education component and the children's activities. So do you need to register ahead of time to run?
www.raceentry.com.
Okay.
And you can go to their Facebook page, Patriot Run 2018.
Right. And, of course, the flags are now up and will be up 24/7 through the whole week.
Yep.
So keep on going because you got something going on that night.
All right. Well, at 9:30 we have the blessing of the field. I love that ceremony. We have our honor guard. We have our pipe and drum. There'll be a brief speaker, and then after that is when the one fun run walk K happens. That night at 6:00 we have the Humboldt Unified School District Choir. Singing at 6:00 at the Theater on the Green, and that'll be fun. September 11th, we have our Patriot Week ceremony. That starts at 6:00. And our speaker this year, don't cry, Morty, is a teacher that taught in Manhattan.
Mm-hmm.
Her classroom, when the plane hit, all of the kids were getting the cell phone calls.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
So,
wow.
We'll hear her story. That, too, has the Honor Guard, the American Legion.
Mm-hmm.
And it is pomp and circumstance to honor our military and our first responders and the 3,000 people that went to work that day and never made it home.
And each of the flags we wanted to mention is identified with a little card.
Bio card
of somebody that was lost that day. And the civilians that were just going to work that day, children are represented by teddy bears, boots of our firefighters or our police officers.
We have 343 pairs of firefighter boots.
Right.
55 pairs of military and 72 pairs of police.
Wow. Wow. So that ceremony is then on 9/11 at 6:00.
Wednesday, we have the world-renowned trumpeter Jesse McGuire coming at 6:00. Free concert at the Theater on the Green. And that?
There is so much activity, so much patrons, so much honoring going on that week. And we did say that the flags are up 24/7. You go during the day, but even impressive is the evening with it's dark except for the lights.
It's a different feel at night.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and just even driving by, it just can't help those of us that were, because now you're getting to generations that weren't alive in 2001. So,
and speaking of that, we have an essay contest for the kids, teachers, that they want to bring their class to the field and then write a 500-word essay on what the flag means to them or what 9/11 means to them. The teachers also have to read the essay and pick their five best.
Well, some of those teachers weren't even, you know, were they barely born too? You know, they might have talked to some of us oldies because, you know, we remember being glued to the television watching the towers come down and not being able to believe what we were seeing. So never forget.
We all remember where we were that day.
And we don't ever want to see it again.
Nope.
So Darlene, what's the website for all the scheduling and all the information?
If you want to volunteer, you can email us at healingfieldpv@gmail.com. Our Facebook page is Prescott Valley Healing Field of Northern Arizona. Patriot Week. And then the other one would be Patriot Run 2018.
So, or you can call me at the chamber, 772-8857. I've got the brochure, I've got the list of activities, and we'd be more than happy to email or fax it over to you. So,
thank you.
And again, we'll be out there as I have every year to be a part of the ceremonies. And it's just one of the things you just don't want to miss, having lived through it. So, Darlene, thank you to all your work. You're going to have so much help on the 7th.
And the 14th, I hope.
Just as important, the 14th. Everybody likes to put them on. Let's help take them down and then save them for another year. So thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Marty.
And again, that's the Prescott Valley Healing Field in Northern Arizona. That is September 7th through the 14th, the Prescott Valley Civic Center. Come on over and be a part of the activities, the remembrances, and the memorials. Thank you so much, Darlene.
Thank you.
All right, short break here. When we come back, it's Chamber Spotlight on Business here on Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley, KQNA 1130 AM. 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and KQNA.com.
The open road is waiting for you at Affinity RV. You get a home with a view.
This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service, Sales, and Rentals, and we're proud to be a long-time local business with three locations to serve you. Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69 in Prescott Valley and Dewey, and online all the time at AffinityRV.com.
Affinity RV, bringing family and lifestyles together.
Do not paint your own house. If you paint your house, you will spill the paint. If you spill the paint, you will have to replace your floor. To replace your floor, you will pay the floor man enough money to go to Hawaii. Don't pay your floor man to go to Hawaii. Call Century Painting. We will paint your house, not spill the paint, save you money, and send you to Hawaii. So call Century Painting, 778-2374, or go to centurypainting.com.
Hi, Kennett Waters with our Monster Monsoon Sale, our only sale of the year.
Truckloads of fresh autumn maple, aspen, and spruce have just arrived, and we need room, so summer plants must go.
Perennials, trees, shrubs, even pottery must go, and it's worth your while with plant sales at 25, 45, even 65% off.
It's Waters' only sale of the year at Waters Garden Center, 1815 Iron Springs Road in Prescott.
Where people who love great plants at sale prices, they love to shop.
Hi, I'm Jan Manolis. I'm running to represent you at the Arizona House of Representatives for LD1. With over 300 sunny days a year and a drive for innovation, Arizona has a perfect recipe to become the nation's solar powerhouse and clean energy leader. A patch of solar panels 100 by 100 miles in Arizona could power the entire United States. A vote for me, Jan Manolis, is a vote for Arizona's brighter future using solar energy.
Paid for by Jan Manolis for Arizona House. Authorized by Jan Manolis.
There's nothing more Americana than Olson's Arizona Equifest. Now in its 16th year, it embodies our Western heritage of hard work and independence. This is Steve Sishka with Olson's for Healthy Animals. The entire Olson's family would like to invite your family to the historic Prescott Rodeo Grounds on Saturday, September 15th for a day of entertainment, learning, food, and fun. Admission is free. Come when you like, leave when you like, but I guarantee you won't run out of things to do and see at Equifest. Our title sponsors are Purina Mills and and natural balanced pet foods. You see, Equifest is all about horses and dogs and the other fun stuff like Dutch oven cooking, antique tractors, building a stick horse, and shopping. At noon, we post the colors and do a special military salute in the main arena. Then watch the horses in the Legacy Ranch Horse Sale perform their specialties before the sale at 6:30. Got used tack you want to get rid of? Sell it at our tax swap. Want more info? Pick it up at any Olson store or go to olsonsfamily.com.
The Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A.
Thanks for joining KQ&A's Talk of the Town. I'm DJ Phone with your check of local and state news and weather brought to you by Affinity RV. Phoenix police shoot one of two dogs attacking a bicyclist.
A male was on a bicycle and two dogs were attacking him, trying to pull him off of the bicycle.
Sergeant Vince Lewis says, fortunately, an officer on patrol heard the man screaming for help and rushed to his aid.
The officer tried using lights, iron, even pepper spray to try to quell this attack. Fire department personnel arrived to assist.
Police corralled the dogs, but when they charged at officers, one was shot. That dog's condition is unknown. The bicyclist is hospitalized for non-life-threatening injuries. United Express is getting ready to fly the friendly skies of Prescott.
Tomorrow, the City of Prescott and the Prescott Chamber of Commerce will celebrate the inaugural United Express flights operated by SkyWest Airlines. The Chamber will host a ribbon cutting before the very first flight from Denver arrives at 1:17. At 10 minutes to 2, the first United Express flight to the Los Angeles International Airport will take off from Prescott. United Express will fly 50-seat jets from Prescott to Los Angeles 6 days a week and to Denver 7 days a week with one round trip each day. Flights can be booked at united.com. I'm Link Elliott reporting.
The monsoon season appears over with sunshine today, cooling after bedtime with mostly clear skies to the mid to upper 50s. Several days of dry, warm sunshine are on the way with highs tomorrow through Friday around 85 in Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey-Humboldt. In Cottonwood and La Verde Valley, cooling late tonight to the low 60s, then up to a sunny 96 the next few days. This news and weather, a service of Affinity RV. Stay tuned as Talk of the Town Prescott Valley continues on KQ&A.
Are you craving a lodgepole-like cream ale from Prescott Brewing Company, but you're too lazy to get off the couch and into the pub? Are you hungering for some apricots and beer brewed together in our Palepricot Pale Ale? Or are you thirsty for a malty manzanita red ale with great drinkability and a bit of spunkiness? Well, now you can have all three of them safe and secure in your own fridge. Enjoy six of PBC's most popular beers brewed and canned to perfection. Available from Prescott Brewing Company, downtown Prescott, and out and about town at several retailers.
Hi, this is Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. When you see one of our trucks rolling down the road in Yavapai County, that's not just a fresh tank of propane. That's the warmth the family will feel this winter. The heat that'll cook their meals, wake them up to hot coffee, and dry the clothes they wear. For three generations, people have associated our name with the comfort provided by clean burning propane. 67 years of touching the lives of families in Yavapai County. You can find out more at BarrettPropane.com. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Hello, I'm Karen Hughes, principal at Lincoln School. It's that time again. The teachers are busy at our elementary schools transforming classrooms into learning spaces, both creative, functional, and inspiring for kids. Our Lincoln Lions are inviting Cubs to our campus this year. PUSD's Discovery Gardens Preschool will expand again and offer a pre-K program at Lincoln, now at Taylor Hicks and Lincoln, with plans to grow to the Abiah Judd campus next year. Stop by and visit any of our Prescott schools and see for yourself that there is a space for every child every day in PUSD.
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to Geico. I'm as happy as a clam.
Disclaimer, Geico cannot guarantee you will be, quote, as happy as a clam, unquote. The Geico legal team cannot accurately verify clams even experience the complex human emotional state known as happiness. As an invertebrate mollusk living half submerged on the ocean floor with no arms, legs, or wireless access, what's there to be happy about? A clam's all like, oh, I'm so happy I didn't get turned into New England clam chowder today, pronounced regionally as chowder. Chowder. Oh, that's so fun to say. What were we talking about again?
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Marnie Yule.
And welcome back. It is Chamber Spotlight on Business, and joining me now is Eileen Nabasic. She is ResCare Home Care Branch Manager, and also Neil Snillard, Director of Sales for Touchmark at the Ranch. We'll get to Neil in just a minute. We're going to talk to Eileen. Welcome, Eileen. How are you?
Well, thank you, Marnie. It's good to be back. It's been about 4 years.
It's been too long. I know. We talked about ResCare before, but we're going to start all over. Like, we got a whole bunch of new listeners.
Perfect.
So why don't you go ahead and tell us about your business?
So just to give a big picture overview, ResCare Home Care is a nationwide company. We're also in Canada and Puerto Rico. But our mission, whether we're in 42 states or in Canada or Puerto Rico, our mission is to really help and dedicate ourselves to impacting our communities for the better. So we want to help the people that we service live a better life and an independent life. So here in the state of Arizona, Marnie, we have 7 offices. We have one in Flagstaff and then one in Tucson and then the 4... let me do my math here, the 5 in between, and then I oversee the Flagstaff, the Cottonwood, and the Prescott Valley offices. And again, I am ResCare Home Care. Mm-hmm. So even though we're the largest privately owned company and we are the largest provider of people with developmental disabilities, we provide those services within those 3 offices that I oversee.
Mm-hmm.
Our main focus also, besides people with developmental disabilities, is working with the elders in each of those and our seniors within each of those communities.
Mm-hmm.
And we provide those necessary services such like medication reminders, doing some grocery shopping for them, taking them to the doctor if that's where they need to go, some housekeeping to keep them in their home for as long as possible, because what we believe, and actually what I believe and why I've been doing this for 11 years, is that keeping people in their home for as long as possible until they need a higher level of care is the best for them,
right?
Emotionally, physically, mentally, always.
Being surrounded by the familiar.
Absolutely. The people mm-hmm. they love, the animals they love, the things that they love that they've collected over their course of life, of their lifetime. So that is truly our mission statement, and it's my personal mission statement. So, you know, as the silver tsunami comes upon us, and I am part of that, so people ask me, well, Eileen, what is home care? So what does that mean to you? So that means that we're here to keep you really in your home for as long as possible. And to do that, you may just need a little bit of help. So I provide those caregivers that come into your home 2 hours a week, 4 hours a week, could be any day of the week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, doesn't matter. We're not closed on the weekends. We realize care can be 24/7.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But that little bit of care can keep you in your home for as long as possible.
And usually in a better, healthier situation.
Very much so. Mm-hmm. Very much so. Just met Neil today and at the spotlight meeting, and we had it at the Mountain Valley Rehab Center, and we were surrounded by other professionals like ourselves. The Mountain Valley Rehab Center does a great job on rehabbing you so you come back to your home, and then once again, you need that little bit of care maybe to maintain your house, keep the bathroom clean, empty the trash, and guess what? That's what we do. That's non-medical, crucial care in this whole continuum of care.
Well, so. And you mentioned the silver tsunami, so there's always a need for more caregivers. Are you always looking?
We are always looking, and anybody that's interested in making that commitment to help people stay as independent as possible, it's rescare.com.
Now, are there any specific accreditations or things you should have in order to apply for the position?
That's a good question. 18 years and older is really the bare bones minimum that we are looking for. We put all of our caregivers through 40 hours of training. So I or my trainer gives them hands-on experience on how to perform CPR first aid. We put them through a direct care worker program. So that shows them the behavior cycle. Excuse me, how to work with people with developmental disabilities. We give them the ResCare module. So they really go out and into the home really professionally trained in how to handle
prepared.
Transfers, moving people from a wheelchair to a bed, whatever is required. And then, of course, they have the offices to give them that additional support.
Right. So how would somebody get a hold of you if they would like to talk to you about whether it's themselves personally or they have somebody that might be in need of the service?
As I mentioned, even though we provide home care services throughout the country, every one of our operations is local, so you can reach right out to 928-717-9981, and that's my office here in Prescott Valley. And again, if that's not where you're from, and I can give you the numbers to the Cottonwood and the Flagstaff office.
Eileen, thank you so much. And no wonder you've been there doing this 11 years. I see your heart in it. And that's so important when you're in a business like this. So thank you so much for joining us.
My pleasure.
Eileen Nabasic with ResCare Home Care. I've got that. Neil Snell, I'm jump over to you. Touchmark, we've been watching that beautiful place being built up on the hill, and boy, it's coming along. Are you about done?
We are. So this fall, we'll be opening our Grand Lodge. That's the big building that everyone sees from the road. And already we have our clubhouse open where we have a health and fitness center along with the restaurant called The Fin. And so that's been open for a year in October.
Yes, and The Fin is open to the public. They both are open to the public.
They both are open to the public. So The Fin restaurant is open 7 days a week from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. Reservations are recommended during peak hours. And then with our health and fitness club, we have a beautiful indoor swimming pool, all sorts of great classes, and that is open on a membership basis for folks that are 15 over. Any general public members are welcome.
Right. And Touchmark at the Ranch has a variety of living situations.
We certainly do. So we have single-family homes. We have 42 cottage homes, of which we only have 7 left. So sales have been very strong. Just great reception by the community, and lots of folks really see the value and what we're offering. And then the Grand Lodge, that big building, we have many people that have already selected a home, have placed a deposit, and then later this fall we'll be moving in. But we're almost at 50% total occupancy.
Wow.
And so there's definitely a need in our community that we're helping fill.
Mm-hmm. Now, you have some assisted living and some memory care homes.
We do. So the west side of the building on floors 1, 2, and 3 are all dedicated assisted living and then also memory care. And Marty and I were talking a little bit about memory care and how that's set up a little bit differently as a community to serve people that have those particular needs.
And there are certain situations that require more observation and sometimes more control. Because anybody that's dealt with somebody that has memory issues, whether through Alzheimer's or dementia, knows that there's a variety of things that can happen. So the idea is to keep them safe and in their home.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And we are a company certified in the best friends approach, which means we go through a national set of certification. And but really the biggest message that I want to get out to the community is we're hiring.
Okay.
Yes.
People were talking about putting people to work here. There's jobs available.
There are lots of jobs available. I'll say this a couple times, but go to touchmarkprescott.com. We have a number of locations and select from the online option the Prescott location. Everything from a dishwasher to the front of the house supervisor, assisted living nurse manager, housekeepers, our maintenance department, health services director, all different skill levels. So we have a team of about 44 people right now, and we'll grow to over 150. So if you know great people, send them to our website.
Well, we're reaching a lot of good people right now. So what is the anticipated completion of all phases of Touchmark at the Ranch?
So right now, phase one is going to be the completion of the Grand Lodge, which will be later this fall. And then there's another phase where we'll add more independent living and more memory care, which is probably about 3 to 4 years out.
Okay.
So we're just excited to complete phase one and have 550,000 square feet of building to vacuum and to clean. So hence the need for hiring great people. And just really excited to be a community partner and be a part of the chamber. And Marnie, you do great work, obviously, in the Quad Cities, getting the word out about all the great businesses here.
Oh, you tell Marnie, you tell the world. I'm a blabbermouth, but I love sharing the love. You know, it's so important that people realize there are opportunities out there for quality of life, for job situations and things like that. And speaking of quality of life, let's go back to that health and fitness club. You got a swimming pool?
We do. We have a great swimming pool. It's a beautiful pool, just shy of 25 meters long. It's a heated pool where we have classes, a nice big hot tub with incredible views. I mean, looking out towards the Bradshaw Mountains, and everything's so green right now.
It is. It's gorgeous. Yep. And I have a note here that you even have pickleball.
Yes.
That is like the up-and-coming sport for all of us.
It is the fastest.
What is that? The Silver Tsunamis.
That's right. So we have two pickleball courts, and folks that are members or residents can utilize those. We just had a great event a few weeks ago, pints and pickleball and pizza. And so three great P words and great activities. So we have a pickleball club with our residents and beginning pickleball classes. And it's really a great sport. You play with four people, and there's not a lot of movement, but it's still very active and engaging. So people that maybe were active in tennis or other racket sports can play maybe in a different stage of their life.
Right. And so in addition to this, because it's you know, encompasses all phases of living. A lot of us retirees just want a nice living situation where we're around other people in a beautiful location. So you have activities and things like that, right?
Yes. So we have a full-time life enrichment department.
I love that. Life enrichment.
That's right. And their full-time job is to make sure that your life is enriched. And that's part of our mission and what we do. So
wow.
There's so many details.
I want that job.
Well,
that'd be fun, having activities every day.
TouchmarkPrescott.com, Marnie.
I don't think they'll let me leave the chamber yet, but you never know. But that's a terrific opportunity. And like you said, the residents can start moving in when?
So later this fall, we're going to have the Grand Lodge be open. And then the first part of next year, there'll be lots of open house. So we want people to know we're open, and we already have the clubhouse being open for almost a year now. So if you haven't stopped by, come visit us. And again, visit our website for any job opportunities.
Yes, and I'll recommend the Fin, though. I've been up there several times for lunch, and it's absolutely delicious. The view is just incredible and just a wonderful location. Everybody's happy up there. No, it's terrific.
How can you not with such great views?
I know. So let's give your website one more time, Neil.
Yes. So visit touchmarkprescott.com for all our job opportunities. And again, we are hiring.
And Eileen is hiring. And Neil Snell, our Touchmark at the Ranch. Thank you for joining us, Eileen. Nay Basic. Thank you. Res Care, Home Care. Boy, I'm working on that name every single time, but I think I got it down. Thank you both for joining us on Chamber Spotlight on Business. You are amazing in our community, and we appreciate you. So thank you.
And we appreciate your community.
Oh, wonderful. Yeah, we all love each other.
Thanks, Marty.
Okay, short break here. When we come back, it's time to say goodbye on the final Tuesday of August. We'll be right back. It is.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you saved money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no-problem people. Hello, this is Bill Chilson of House Chilson Insurance. For the moments you need us most, call 445-4600. House Chilson Insurance is one of the last locally owned independent agents in Prescott.
Everyone is talking about Augie's Restaurant.
Augie's has the best appetizers and the best martinis ever.
It's got a really great atmosphere, a real homey feeling when you go in there. They got a great service staff that takes care of you from when you walk in to when you leave.
It's warm, it's friendly, it's fun, it's home away from home.
Chef Joel, best chef ever.
Check out Augie's. It's the place to dine on Highway 69, Augie's Frontier Village.
Let's make your hair happy. Let's go to a fun, friendly salon. Let's go to Tanessa's Family Hair Care in Prescott Valley. Hi, Tanessa here. Whether you're looking for a new trendy style or something more traditional, Tanessa's Family Hair Care can do it. We offer everything from hair extensions, cuts, colors, and a variety of hair care for the entire family. Call 775-0320 for an appointment or find us on Facebook at Tanessa's with an E Family Hair Care. Come on in for a smile and a style that's right for you.
When you reach your retirement age, 62 or older, additional income could make your current financial situation more stable. How about Country Bank's home equity conversion mortgage, commonly known as a reverse mortgage? Some advantages are no monthly principal and interest payment, monthly income, a line of credit, or both, plus you could delay your Social Security benefits.
Come by and see me, Suzanne Cosley at Country Bank, or call me at 928-583-9015 for more details.
Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Are you looking for the perfect place to get all your printing done? Whether it's preserving precious family photos or vinyl graphics for your work truck, A&E Reprographics has you covered as your local one-stop print shop. Having served Northern Arizona for over 15 years, our customer service is unparalleled as we take care of both your personal and professional printing jobs. From brochures to baby shower invites, A&E Reprographics is your one-stop print shop.
We did it again! Cliff Castle Casino has been voted the number one casino in Arizona for 19 years in a row. All casinos have slot machines and table games. What they don't have is the level of commitment to guest satisfaction, friendly team members, and a warm and welcoming environment found at Cliff Castle Casino. Visit CliffCastleCasinoHotel.com today and plan your visit. Come and experience everything we have to offer and see why Cliff Castle Casino is number one and the perfect place to play.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Once again, here's your host, Marnie Yule.
I want to thank you for joining us today's Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. I want to remind you and actually invite you to join us tomorrow at 2 o'clock. We've got a ribbon cutting at the new office of Yavapai Big Brothers Big Sisters in Prescott Valley. So we'll be welcoming them with love and chamber people as they make their presence in Prescott Valley. They do so many good things, providing the bigs and the littles and the services. Well, now definitely that in place in the community, being able to make those more local connections. So brilliant, Juliana Goswick. You're just amazing to me all the time. But their address is 3681 North Robert Road. It's corner of Robert Road and Lakeshore. And we'll be doing the ribbon cutting at 2 o'clock. So we'd love you all to come out and join us and see the new offices. I know a few folks are going to be taking off on the new airlines. That'll be a ribbon cutting this week with the Prescott Chamber. So welcome to Airline World here in Prescott. Thank you all for joining us. Have a great week.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Today's show was sponsored by Barrett Propane, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, A&E Reprographics, Prescott Dirt, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQNA, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 in Prescott, and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQNA.